via email at eeninsradio@wano.com. AOL, instant messenger, screen name eeninsradio, or call any of our voicemail. Error code 206-600-4-EENS. Okay, boss, start the show!
This is Mrs. Stroops, and you're listening to Ninja Night School Radio. Do I get a Ninja Night scarf now?
Snatch back your brain, zombie. Snatch it back and hold it.
Hey, Crescent Fresh guys, and welcome to Ninja Night School. I am your host, Low Tech Mystic. And you? Well, you, my friends, would be listening to Ninja Night School, being broadcast live into the time stream at 2 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday, January 26, 2006. Ninja Night School is a free broadcast, and you are free to distribute and just plainly do anything you want to do with this program, but pretty much sell it. If you try to sell it, A, you won't get very far, and B, ninjas will probably come after you. So, after everybody has finished laughing at you. So, onward from this, we're going to go ahead and jump forward into some housekeeping.
Housekeeping! Housekeeping, you want men for pillow? Housekeeping, you want towel? Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
Okay, first off, and just up front, I must humbly apologize for the absence of Ninja Night School in the past month. We've been almost a whole entire month without Ninja Night School, so I'm very sorry about that, but we've had a critical secret ninja mission that just took top precedence over everything else, so very sorry, but, you know, isn't that right, though, Kitchy Guy?
Right, the boss!
Okay, you know, so, sorry, guys, you know, promise, you know, this won't happen too often, you know, but, you know, we are ninjas, this thing's, you know, can happen from time to time. But, anyway, moving on from that, the New Year's Eve episode that we did, we had a contest, and the contest was pretty simple. It was pretty much call the voicemail hotline and leave a message, and if you were the first person to call, you'd win a Ninja Night School hoodie. Pretty easy. Cool. Well, Electro Man won the contest because he was the first person and only person to call the voicemail line. So, congratulations to Electro Man, and let's go ahead and take a listen to his voice message.
Boom! Hey, what's up? It's here, aka Electro Man. I'm calling about the hoodie. I don't know if I'm the first caller or not, but it was worth a shot anyways. My email address is electromancom. Said to spell it out, so we're going to do that for you. Little A at symbol for you. .com. All right, man. This is cool. Take care.
Wow. Thanks, Electro Man. Thanks for calling and leaving me a message. Still working on getting your hoodie. We just got back into the dojo from the secret mission. So, you know, we're still getting everything situated. We've got a lot of dirty laundry from our ninja mission, you know, being out in the field that long, so, but no, really, but yeah, we will have your hoodie, it's, in the process. We'll have the ninja assistants working on it, and it'll be in the mail here for too long, so, we'll keep in touch with you and let you know the progress of that. Awesome. If anybody would like to call and leave a message on the voicemail line, you can do so. It's area code 206-600-4-NNS. And I encourage you to go ahead and call and leave a voice message. You know, it brought me a line. Let me know you're listening. We'll play it on the show if you want. If you don't, hey, we won't play it on the show either, you know. So, check it out. Alright, also, I want to go ahead and announce that Ninja Night School is now going to be available in not only MP3 format now, but we're also going to be start making the podcast available in AUG format. So, let me rephrase that. The podcast is going to remain MP3, but we will have the AUG Warbis version of the show available on the website for download. So, if there are you guys out there that would really prefer a podcast in AUG, I don't know if that would be useful, but yeah, if you guys want an RSS feed with the AUG, drop me a line. NNSradio@walla.com or call the voicemail line, you know, hey, 206-604-NNS. But, you know, let me know, and I'll be more than happy to make up an AUG feed if people so desire. So, cool. And also on the last bit of information, Killer Smurf, a good buddy I've been talking to in the IRC channel in the Pound Infonomicon on chat.freenode.net. Feel free to drop in and join the chat anytime. Killer Smurf has sent me some junk. But he sent me some cool junk. He has sent me some broken palm tungsten E's. He sent me two of them. And they're both broke, but it's cool. He didn't really have any use for them, so he sent them to me. I'm going to play around with them, see if I can't get them back in working order. It's just a project, something to tinker with. But if I can get them fixed, then you can win them. That's right. If I can get them in a working order, I have a pocket PC. You know, I really don't need two other palms. So if I can get these bitches working, hey, you guys can win them. So, you know, stay tuned for that. Hopefully we can get at least one of these bastards going, you know. Nothing, if not both of them, you know. We're going to definitely get one of these going. And we're definitely going to send it out to somebody. We'll have a little contest. You guys can win it. I'll take it down and get it engraved, you know. Official Ninja Night School, you know, palm tungsten, you know, but it'll be cool, and it'll be kind of one of a kind, and hopefully not totally wrapped in duct tape. So stay tuned for that. And also, I want to make sure and what is that? You guys, take the rest of the ninja assistants and get out of here. I'll hold him off. Hey! You! Yeah! Listen up! Dragon! Yeah! Look! This show's already weird enough without you coming around here and attacking us while we're trying to do the show!
Hey, Crescent Fresh, while we have Low-Tech Mystic tied up and distracted in the back there, this is Lord Dragonblut bringing you a special edition, an addition to Low-Tech's lovely little podcast episode where he talked about additional methods of podcast recording. And the one we're going to focus in on today, we're going to slam right down in on it, is the iPod itself. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, well, yeah, we know the iPod can record, but, you know, it takes a $40 add-on. Well, yeah, but what you don't get is a decent recording rate out of it. So what we're going to aim for, we're going to hack our iPod. We're going to change what it's capable of doing to get it to do what we want to record podcasts. The simple idea here is we're going to install Linux on it. Pretty simple process, really. Go over to iPodLinux.org. If I'm wrong, we will have a link up. I'll have the little ninja assistants take care of it. So we get a link to my site, drakenmedia.5gigs.com, so everyone can see this information, so we can disperse it. But we're going to install Linux on this. And what this is going to do for us, they've lovely figured out how to increase the recording playback, because the iPod is capable of a much larger sampling rate, but with the attachments, Apple has still managed to lock it to a low sample rate, which sounds rancid. Right now I'm recording a WAV file at 44.1 kHz, and some of the inherent sound problems can be seen, but it gets us a long way. After we've installed iPod Linux, which I'm not going to go into all of it right now, I'm just trying to get the information out there. We're very simply going to reboot our iPods. But before I go with that, the disclaimer on this is, this works very well with the first, second, and third gen iPods. There are some out there for the fourth gen and the minis, but those are unsupported right now, so you're not going to get a whole lot of help on those. But first, second, and third gens run very stable. So after we've installed the iPod Linux from iPodLinux.org, we're going to reboot our iPods. We're going to hold down the menu and the play button. I'm using the third gen here, of course. And then after it is rebooted, we're going to hold down the skip back button until you can start to see some text scroll across the screen. That is Linux booting on our iPod. Cool enough on its own. Then when we get in there, first thing, the screen's going to be a little dark, a little hard to read. We're going to want to go to Settings, Contrast, and crank that to where you feel happy with it. Next thing we're going to do is we're going to go back to the main menu by just hitting the menu button. We're going to choose Extra, followed by Recording. There's a couple settings here, but we're only going to focus on two for the moment. First one, go down to Sample Rate, choose the sample rate you want. I chose 44.1, but you may want to choose something else. Use your discretion. Next thing we want to do, we want to skip on up to choose either mic in or line in. Mic in is using the headset jack. We want to be careful using this setting. You can cause a little bit of damage if you're not careful, but it's mostly damage to the sound of your audio file. Nothing else to my knowledge. To record using the mic in, simple pair of headphones and talking to the left earpiece, like Low-Tech talked about, and in fact what I'm using right now. Well, so now we have a decent sounding, decent form factor utility for recording our podcast on the go. In fact, I am driving on an unnamed highway in an unnamed state in the US of A recording this to bring it to you. Well, it seems Low-Tech has managed to struggle his way free. So we're going to slide out of here, ninja style, just like we slid in here. And when we bound and gagged him, so we could present this to you. So until then, remember, meddle not in the ways of dragons, for thou art crunchy, and taste good with ketchup. Good night, folks.
Whoa. Wow. Whoa. Well, I guess thanks. Jeez. Well, the hidden dojo is pretty much demolished, guys. Well, I have to say, man, dragons can deal a whole lot of damage really quick. Wow. But at the same time, that was some pretty neat information. So, well, this looks like this is the end of a chapter here for us. This is going to be the last broadcast from the Hidden Dojo. Looks like we're gonna have to move on. Our quest now is to seek out a new home, a new place to broadcast from. Clearly, I'm not sure at all how much longer I'm going to be able to broadcast from here. The setup's pretty damaged. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and sign out. So, for one last time, we here at the Hidden Dojo would like to remind you that we have no binary or anything else left for that matter for goodbye. So, until then, we use loop. And we'll see you around.